Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm back finally. It's taken a long time, or at least it just seems like it was long. Probably not. But anyway, to get right into things, I have such a big thing today for you, a big conversation for you today. And it's concerning something very, very serious, which, sorry about that, which we all go through from time to time. And I believe that, you know, everybody, no matter what type of job you're working, no matter who is friends with you at the job or anything like that, you go through experiences at the job, and then, you know, some of the experience, they're good for the most of it. They're good. And then sometimes there's not so good experiences, whereas, you know, you might come across somebody who has done something or maybe you yourself have done something, whereas you have to talk to your boss or maybe somebody higher up. But nevertheless, however the situation goes, the situation should be handled in a certain manner, you know, and that's usually the way to go about it, that they follow a certain rule and regulation when dealing with you as an employee of the company. So, to get right into things, because I know you're probably wondering exactly why, you know, why I'm saying that, but the reason being is that our guest today has actually gone through just that, just what I just mentioned, you know, having to deal with his employers in a certain way, and then them dealing with him, but not exactly the way they should. So I don't want to take any more of your time. I just want to introduce our guest, Sean Fielder. Hello, Sean.
Arlene, how you doing? How's everything today? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Things are going a little bit long for me. As you know, I was working overtime on some stuff, and I didn't get much sleep. So,
okay, that's okay.
You have
that's
to
okay.
forgive me if, mm-hmm. you know, I'm taking yarns and things like that. I don't mean to. Anyway, let's just get right into the subject, though, because I was explaining to everyone that's listening, perhaps, that there are things that you go through on the job, you know,
mm-hmm.
with your bosses or with the employees
okay.
and things. And for the most part of it, people can have disagreements or even,
oh, yeah.
you know, when settling a situation, but there's a way to handle
mm-hmm.
it. That's my
mm-hmm.
thing, whether the situation is good or bad. Now, last time I spoke to you, you were explaining to me some things
yeah.
that have went down, transpired between you and your employer.
Right.
And if you want to recap on that first for the audience, I would love for you to do that.
Okay. As you last spoke, as you noticed, that I was suing CSC Security at U.S. District Court for racial discrimination. As you recall, I'm looking at the New York Post article from September 17th by Kevin
mm-hmm.
Pasek, which was on social media, racist to a fault, about Scott Dennison, who was the former vice president of Contemporary Security Services. He was caught, exposed, sending hateful emails, calling them blacks, I'm going to say it again, scumbags, worthless, and niggas. And how Kevin Pasek found it through the email account, I don't know, but you have to praise Kevin Pasek from hearing me out. And he spoke to a few people about Scott Dennison, and once it went social media, it was all hell broke loose, and CSC was forced to fire Scott Dennison.
Wow. That's deep.
I just want to recall, Arlene, I'm very disappointed none of the black leaders, the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, did not respond or take action to my requests. I have wrote to these gentlemen, and they did nothing. It was mostly the white politicians like Christian Gillibrand, at the time, John Liu, New York State Comptroller. Those were the people that really supported me and saw was outrage, okay? And my thing was, you figure one of these black leaders or civil rights will be outraged to take action. None of them done nothing. I don't know if they were intimidated or brought out by CSC security, but I was very disappointed in them. And I do have a response from Charles Rangel. He did support me, but he didn't do much. But none of the black leaders stepped up to the plate and challenged CSC or the USDA. I was very disappointed. Very disappointed.
Wow. To say the least, I would have thought that they would have been some of the first to jump.
Right.
Yeah, some of the first
and
to jump.
And let me quote you, Arlene. Scott Dennison, on that article from September 17th, disrespected President Obama and Al Sharpton, and he made an outrageous comment. I'm going to say it right here. You see, his brothers, Mrs. Gonzalez, likes to insult the black man. Those type of comments, you would think there would be outrage, but none of them did nothing. So I took it upon myself, and John Storer, who worked with Scott Dennison, was outraged, and he told CSC security, I'm not working with this guy, and the USTA. And what happened, they blackballed John Storer when he spoke out to the New York Post. So that was kind of crazy, you know?
Really? That happened?
Yeah. Like I said, when John Storer, when we spoke one time, he spoke to the New York Post about Scott Dennison's unprofessional behavior. They blackballed him. And John is white, and, you know, he's different from Scott. You know, John was more firm and fair. Scott, you know, outrageous and very, I could say, pain in the ass. You know, they blackballed John Storer, and it's kind of disheartening for somebody to speak out. But you don't want to work with people like that who's arrogant and abuse their power, you know?
Right. I understand that point. Okay, right. So now coming up to date, tell us what's going on now.
Okay, well, you know, like I said, Michael O'Neill, who represented me, we had to go to a couple of depositions against CSC, and we did reach a settlement on January 28th. We attended the settlement conference. I cannot discuss how much was the settlement was, but we did have a judge. His name was Ron Ellis, African-American judge, and the settlement conference, Arlene, we sat for 7 hours discussing what I should be paid, and we finally reached a settlement agreement that day. It was like a sigh of relief, because all through the depositions they put me through, trying to break me, didn't work. So we reached an agreement, and it was very historic. I do give Michael O'Neill credit for believing in me. He's a white civil rights attorney. He's been in this business for 26 years. He saw my tenacious and determination to beat CSC. And he and Aaron Solomon at the time helped me out and believed in me, and we came up.
Wow. Well, at least it had a happy ending. You know,
I'm glad because
a lot of, a lot of lawsuit cases that are like that usually don't come out so good. You know, it all depends on, like you said, who's representing you and the person that's being represented, especially when it comes to having information about what happened, what actually happened to them.
And that's true, Arlene. And I'm going to say it again. The key factors was the facts that I brought to Mr. O'Neill. The letters I wrote to people like Magic Johnson, I got to give him credit. His people did respond. They didn't want to take action. Yeah, they did respond. I was a little disappointed they didn't step up and take action, but they had wrote me a letter to President Obama. He wrote back, like I said, Charles Rangel, John Liu, and Christian Gillibrand. At least those people knew what was going on. But I felt in a way, again, I'm going to say it again, Arlene, they should have really went after the USTA and held them accountable for allowing people like Scott Dennison saying those racist comments. Because remember, Arlene, I'm going to say Also, I had spoke to Ralph Lauren, one of their big sponsors, about it. They were that close from pulling out. And I said to them, well, listen, if I were you, I would pull out, because why would you work at an event where you have a man saying disrespectful things about blacks? You know what I mean? So that caught their attention. So, you know, they said that they weren't going to pull out, but they did respect what I was saying. So, but I said to them, well, if you really want to make a statement, I will pull out. And ask the USTA, why you allow those type of people like Scott to work in an event and disrespect my race and culture? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah.
Something to think about.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, not to, you know, cut what you're saying, but most definitely I have been going through quite a few things having to do with ethnicity and you know, gender, about business and things like that. So I understand exactly what you're saying. You know, me being mixed kind of sort of was getting it hit from both sides, if you know what I mean, from ethnicity. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Right. Well,
definitely.
I mean, you have to
understand you standing up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, you got to remember something. This case has been going on for 4 years. When I filed with the EEOC back in 2010, that got their attention. And believe me, throughout the years, CSC really try to find ways to discredit me. Now, when I filed with the U.S. District Court back in September of 2012, that got their attention, and then they got exposed. And then when I went to, I went for three lawyers with this case, and I had a Jewish lawyer, I had an African-American female lawyer, both had failed me. And then with Mr. O'Neill, he listened. I showed him the documents. I showed him the New York Post and Village Voice articles. He did the background and saw that I was serious. So He saw the tenacity in me and determination of me beating CSC, and he threw in his magic along with Aaron Solomon, and we did what we had to do. So, you know, like I said, it's in social media, and I'm glad it's over with. I'm glad that they're glad it's over with, but I'll tell you, I know CSC's not happy to have to pay, but Judge Ronald said you have to pay. The man's rights were violated, and I want this over with. So it was definitely a historic victory. I went out, did some quick celebrations, and got some money put on the side. Right now I'm going after Madison Square Garden. We'll talk about that in the future. I'm suing them over the same results. And I think with that case I won, Arlene, that will give me enough momentum to defeat Radio City, because believe me, once you win a case like that, you're going to have all the confidence in the world to win another lawsuit like that. So I already know and confident I can beat Madison Square Garden over the same type of discrimination charges. And, just go through the paperwork and get your facts together, and some lawyer will take that case, and I'll be fine.
Wow. Well, I wish you luck in of course, all the things that you do, you know. Of course. Yeah, of course. So what are you doing now? Like, what's going on with the business?
Well, I've been working part-time security work. I'm not really trying to kill myself now, Arlene. You know, especially after I got laid off by Radio City. I'm still doing things with the SX Energy Drink, and that's been going pretty good. I just won an award in January. I was Explosive Grind winner from Elegant Hunters Music Program this past January. I got the award at Club Pyramid, and I talked about it a little bit on Facebook. I got some possible deals in the works. I just talked to a newspaper in Myrtle Beach called Weekly Surge. They want to advertise my energy drink. The lady would like the sample. I was down there for the Black Bike Week Festival. I'm going to a store named Peach's Corner. Hope to get a distribution deal. A few of the stores like Dollar Tree, Dollar General, Food Line. I think a lot more of the South is supporting me more than up north, Arlene, especially when you deal with a young black entrepreneur. They seem kind of hesitant to deal with somebody like me who got this business smarts and sense. So you know what? Let me go down south and see what happens. And most of the people in Myrtle Beach who are white took me with open arms. And then I went down to Atlanta. Did a couple of shows. I did a nice photo shoot with a girl named Michelle Lovely. Came out pretty good. We took over 50 shots. They embraced me, too. So it seems like the South will take my Essex business more seriously than up north, Arlene. Why, I don't know. But I've been getting pretty good responses. And, you know, I see things taking off right now. It's been a five-year grind, and I have my share of up and downs. Of course, you know, I had people like Pretty Stizzy and Rashad Bashore support me over the years. And you know, Stizzy moved to Florida. You know, we still talk. I hope she does bring up her music. Our video we did with the freestyle was over 800 viewers on YouTube. Check that out. And Rashad is just a beast, man. I mean, Rashad got a show coming up June 18th called Better Not Bring Your Kids to School. It's at the Broadway Comedy Center. I think he's hosting and doing comedian. Rashad's doing great. He's just getting better and better with his comedy. You know, I remember when I first saw Rashad's show in Harlem, nobody was really checking for him. He used to get discouraged. He used to tell Rashad, hang in there, it'll get better, it'll get better. You remember when I introduced you to Rashad? You saw the talent and gift he had, you know?
I remember,
He was good.
He had me laughing so hard.
Rashad's going to be great, Arlene. I'm trying to tell Rashad to work on a DVD on himself, telling in the events he does, you know, like Five to the Pop, his best moments. You know, Rashad was on my Unsigned Heat DVD. We did a thing together as a drink. We did a Unsigned Heat DVD together. The name of that DVD was called, once again, it's On Edition. Rashad's on it with me. I'm looking at it right now with the SX Energy drinks. And Rashad had me laugh. I just saw that video today. So me and Rashad was at Rutgers Park talking about our vision. And it's coming true now. So, you know, Rashad is on his way. You know, like I said, I hope you come to your show June 18th. The YouTube video we did with the Ezekiel Drink promo is close to 2,000 viewers. We are like, 1,850 viewers.
And
it's moving pretty fast.
Whose channel is that on?
You go to YouTube, go under Rashad Brashear, you'll see SX Energy Drink promo, and you'll see pictures of me and Rashad wearing the SX Energy Drink shirt, just talking about the product.
And
check that. It's very funny, very funny.
Okay, I am, most
very
definitely.
Funny.
So
very funny.
What's ahead for you, Sean? I mean, now that you've done the lawsuit, you won that, you obviously are doing good with the excess energy drinks. You know, things are still going on. Where are you going from here now?
Okay, well, you know, like I said, I'm going to focus on the MSG lawsuit. I'm going to try to find a lawyer to help me win that case.
Like, what are you looking for like the next couple of years to take place for you? I mean, are you looking to get your own company or?
Spread around the world? Well, what I'm going to do now, like I said, I just joined the NWACP. I'm a member. They've been supporting my SX Energy Drink Network. They got a reception coming up, so they had sent them my business card. So they've been supportive of me and SX Energy Drink. I would like to get it in the colleges and be a vendor for one of them Black College homecomings. I've reached out to Howard University Florida A&M. Yeah, so hopefully they'll respond and give me the opportunity. I will reach out to a couple of celebrities and hopefully they'll hold the drink and attend events. I'm talking to a couple of PR people, Arlene. I got a girl named Tammy Packerson from Virginia. She has a big PR department. She may have me on the front cover of her magazine called Words of Wisdom. Look out for that. Words of Wisdom. She wants to help me push my brand. Rock out celebrities, PR lead, Tamika Jordan. She knows me. I may do an event in December called I think it's called the Rising Star Awards. I did that back in 2012 with Rashad Brashear. It's going to be somewhere in Harlem. I'll keep you posted. Tamika wants to help me push the brand. She knows some people in the industry. I'll do some things with her. And fashion shows. I may do a fashion show in August in Chicago for Shane Bennett. She runs the Ses Magnifique agency. You can check that out on Facebook. I've done shows with Shane in Chicago, in Boston. She's a nice young Jamaican woman. She also models also, too. So she models and runs her agency. So she just recently relocated to Chicago. She said she's getting a lot of support in Chicago. So I might do some events with her. So, you know, like I said, Arlene, the sky's the limit. Oh, yeah, and also I'm on the front cover of Black Pages magazine. It's part of Street Thoughts magazine. You can go to Facebook and Twitter. You just go under Black Pages. You'll see me on the front cover. It says Sean Feller, entrepreneur. Yeah, so... That's big, Arlene. That's big being on the front cover of a magazine. Now people look at you different, you know?
Yeah, they do.
It's really
I understand exactly what you mean by that. I do.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
There was a time when I was struggling, you know, when I first started each of these projects. And it seems like at the start of the project, you never really get like love from people. It's more so what you can do for them instead
right.
of it going both ways. But now, you know, like since all
right.
the projects are going through and
mm-hmm.
the things are working out kind of, now
mm-hmm.
it's a little bit more love shown. You're right about that. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
But
oh,
I
yeah.
learned
oh, yeah.
who's who definitely,
oh, yeah.
you know, who
oh,
we
yeah.
stay in touch with and everything like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't discriminate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if somebody make a mistake when we're working together or whatever the case may be, I still do business with them, you know, because mistakes
right.
will be made. That's just
oh, yeah.
part
gonna,
of
that's true.
everyday
That's
life, yeah, part of everyday
that's true.
Life.
That's
so,
true. And Arlene, I just want to say real quick also, you have to find out who really your friends and family members are when you're trying
oh,
to grow
my goodness.
To success. I had
yes.
to cut off a lot of family and friends, Arlene, because I thought they were very phony. They didn't really want to support me. They weren't there for me when I was doing shows at Club Pyramid and at the Bowery Poetry Club's Radio Studios. So over the years, I found out who was with me, who was not with me. And also, I mean, it's hard to maintain a relationship because most of the women that I talk to tell me what I do. They seem like maybe intimidated or apprehensive because I work with models and stuff, and they seem very, like I said, apprehensive or intimidated. So it's hard to find a date when you're in that type of level. So
what?
It's not easy. Yeah, yes, it's not easy.
I know you're joking, right?
No,
like,
I'm not joking.
I mean,
it's not easy.
But
no, it's hard. It's hard to find a date or a decent relationship because I travel a lot when I promote my drink. They don't understand that. Like I did a photo shoot for a nice young model in Georgia, and you know we took some nice pictures and everything. And you know I tell people, no, we just modeling doing business. So it's hard to get a date. Well, I did date somebody yesterday. I ain't gonna lie. She was from NYIAC, a young lady. She's a radio talk show. So we talk about it's hard to find a regular person when you're in this type of field. They don't understand the work you got to put in, the time you got to put in, and it can be demanding.
Oh, yeah.
And the work, and you know, they don't understand that when you have to be on the road to do an event to promote your brand, you have to be there.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So it's very hard. It's very hard.
Yeah,
it's
there's
very
no
hard.
Way that you can set something up and you know, a whole bunch of people are counting on it, and you
right.
just personally decide, no, I'm not going to do this. You know what
right.
I mean? Because
right.
I can remember when I was doing the movie, there was a time when, you know how you come to a standstill, and they had
yes.
come to a standstill about the funding site and everything like that.
Yes.
And some people actually got angry at me.
Mm-hmm.
Some people understood what was going on, that I wasn't in control of who
mm-hmm.
sends in funds and who didn't, and then others,
that's true.
You know, just
yes.
didn't have anything
yes.
to say.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, you know, you go through that. But so far
oh, yeah.
as dating, so far
oh, yeah.
as dating
it's,
is concerned.
It's not easy, Arlie, I'm telling you. And a lot of women, like, don't understand the demands
yeah.
of me being an entrepreneur of energy drinks. You know our video where we talked about the issues with Amway, Arlene? You know that video is pushing now? We're close to 1,700 viewers?
Yeah. I saw that video, I think, 2 weeks ago. I saw that
uh-huh.
video.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
People are taking attention. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They learned about the Amway scandal, what I went through. And I told you that I reached a settlement with them. They gave me a $1,000 check. So those to show you that they were phony of how they were trying to mistreat me at other former IBO. So that helped me a lot
wow.
with that video. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were caught. They were caught out there, Arlene.
Cool.
They had to split $34 million. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
with the legal pyramid scam.
God.
And, Arlene, the funny part about it, now they can't tell me nothing. I can still promote the drink any way I want because I was trying to tell the judge who listened to our case that they try to sabotage
yeah.
me and discriminate me, which shouldn't be right because when I needed them for support, they didn't want to support me. And then when I told them about the video I did with Tiffy Cox from Catch the Vibe, how
uh-huh.
dare they try to tell me to remove that video when you got white IBO support doing the SX drink? You didn't say anything against them, so why you have a personal issue with me? So it's like a double standard, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
And that's when I told you with the NAACP, I sent
yeah.
them the documents about how I was mistreated by Amway. Oh, they know what's going on. So they know right now, Arlene, that I can expose them anytime I want, and I got the documents to show proof that I got my settlement that they were wrong. So they can't really sue them to be right now, Arlene. My brand's growing bigger and bigger, and I'm getting more popular all over YouTube. So, you know, tough luck.
Wow. Talk That's about right. having everything the right. Yeah, definitely, definitely. The documents help is definitely. If you can tell anybody that is going through the same kind of things that you went through so far as, you know, discrimination
right.
and stuff like that.
Right.
What would you say to them?
Well, three things I'll tell them, especially if you're a Black Latino. Number one, make sure that you stay on the EEOC because, believe me, they can slack off and not remember your case. You got to be persistent and stay on them and ask them what's the outcast status, and make sure you get that right
yeah.
to sue letter, because if you don't have that right to sue letter, you cannot personally sue the corporation. So that's very important. Make sure you get that right to sue letter, because a gentleman who runs the EEOC named Kevin Berry, I stayed on him three times, Arlene. I wrote to him twice and said, hey, well, where's my right to sue letter? What's the status? So he felt like, you know, I better write to him now. He's on my behind. So you have to write to the powers to be to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Number two, make sure you write to your politicians. And I'm going to tell you three people that really I got on, Arlene, to know what's going on with MSG. I wrote to, again, Christian Gillibrand. I wrote to the city
mm-hmm.
council. And I wrote to the public advocate, Letitia James. I made it clear to them, I made it clear to them how Radio City mistreats minorities and how they ran a slave labor and a hostile working environment. So once I showed them the documents of the EEOC and the past of James Dolan, because he got in trouble in the Daily News of violating labor laws, that got their attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That got their attention.
Wow.
And the third thing I'm going to say is pray and really find out what organizations or politicians will support you, because when I sent my stuff to the NAACP about Madison Square Garden, they got my back 100%. So they know how shady and funny James Dolan, who is the owner of Madison Square Garden, is. He's a very shrewd and very unappreciative man, Arlene. He likes to pick on his employees and try to bully them. That's not how you run an organization, but that's how he feels, you know?
I can understand why you felt that you had to stand up. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know what, Arlene? Yeah, and here's the thing. A place like Masquerade Garden, they don't like it when you're a stand-up guy. They want you to be a yes man and take the verbal abuse and feel mistreated. I'm not that kind of person. You know, I've been loyal to them 11 years, and I felt very insulted when they tried to get rid of me. And it made it so bad, Arlene, I went to the human resource director and told him about what was going on, and he did nothing. Now, did you know when I went to the Department of Labor hearing, he was there, and he had nothing to say? They tried to discredit me and hold my unemployment benefits. Now, you're a billion-dollar industry. How are you trying to hold my unemployment benefits, and I needed an income. So I was awarded close to like $2,000 back pay. They didn't like that. And they got the nerve to say after I got my response that I voluntarily abandoned my job. Okay, so after 11 years, you claim that I voluntarily abandoned my job. Where's the burden of proof? No burden of proof. So you know I'm going to use that against them when we go to court. Oh, yeah.
You certainly did your homework. I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah. You got to do your homework, Arlene, in these organizations. And believe me, James Dolan always settles. That's why when I go to court against them and get me a pit bull lawyer, I got all the confidence that I will win this case. And I got my witnesses, and I can subpoena anybody. And let me tell you, I can subpoena anybody from Radio City and MSG about what went down with me. And all I got to do is have to type the facts and have the articles of the Daily News of James Dolan violating labor laws. He was recently investigated by the National Labor Relations Board for trying to break a union. So how do you think he's going to look in court when the judge sees those documents from the Daily News? That's going to be his downfall.
You gave us an earful today. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
You gave us an earful today.
Yeah, you got to do your homework.
I want to take a moment and say, thank you for everybody that stop by to listen to the show. I appreciate it, especially, you know, I haven't been out for so long, really, to tell you the truth. I really do appreciate it. Sean, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk to you about it, because I know, you know, we've been meaning to catch up for the longest.
Right.
And we've been in such different directions.
Schedules.
Like
right.
I appreciate you talking with me about it. And I still want that TV interview.
Okay, Arlene. And also, I just want to say real quick information. Anybody who wants to know about Essex Energy Drink, please go to Black Pages on Twitter and Facebook. Cop that new magazine with me in the front cover. It says Entrepreneur Sean Felder. You can go to my website, www.empathylifestyleblogspot.com. You can order a case of SX Energy Drinks. Check out my SX models. I want to give a shout-out to Michelle Lovely of Georgia. We did the SX photos with Bo Mania Parker, who's a photographer. Look for those pictures on Facebook. Look under Michelle Lovely. She's also on Twitter. And also, I'll leave a shout-out to you. And also, shout-out to Pretty Stizzy and Rashad Bashour, who's still doing their thing. I hope their careers go well. Rashad Bashour, again, will be at the Broadway Comedy Corner on June 18th on Thursday. Hopefully you come through, Arlene. Rashad's doing great, man. I'm telling you, man. He's on his way to superstardom. He just needs that one big break. So you catch that video we did on SX Energy Drink promo on YouTube. Go under Rashad Bashour. And also shout out to Elegant Hoodness for the Explosive Grind Award. And just keep watching me on social media, Sean Felder, SX Energy Drinks.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
To all of you out there, you heard what he said. He gave you tips on what to do just in case you go through anything like that, like what he went through so far as, you know, sticking up for himself and things like that. And I hope that you come back again, most definitely, you know, to the show and give us more information, more updates about the excess energy drinks and, you know, what you're up to, because we definitely want to know at this point. Thank you so much for being here.
And
thank you to all of you who were listening. Have a blessed day.
Okay, SX.